Welcome to Central Coast Voices, a program addressing the ramifications of change in our communities and beyond, and how today's choices will impact tomorrow's community. This program is a project of KCBX and its team of program hosts. 29 San Luis Obispo County girls attended AAUW's California's Tech Trek camps this summer. Four campers and AAUW's San Luis Obispo's Tech Trek coordinator joined Lotta Murdy to talk about their summer STEM experience. Our program is recorded today, but we do invite you to send any follow-up questions you might have from this conversation to voices@kcbx.org. And with that, let's join Lotta Murdy and our guests. Over to you, Lotta.
Thank you, Brad. I'm so excited to have four Tech Trek alumni and AAUW San Luis Obispo's Tech Trek coordinator, Susan Updegrove, here with me today to talk about women and girls in STEM. The four alumni are Nadia, Tori, Julianne, and Mary. And during the first half of the show, I will be talking to Nadia and Tori, along with Susan. During the second half of the show, I will be talking mostly to Julianne and Mary, but also a bit more to Susan as well. So, Susan, tell us what the Tech Trek program is.
Well, Tech Trek is a math science camp that was developed in 1988 by a middle school teacher who realized that many of her female students who showed interest and aptitude for those sciences and math in seventh grade didn't pursue it in eighth grade. And she felt that they just needed a little bit of encouragement, stimulation to pursue that. And so she was able to get a grant from AAUW to start to try out a one-week STEM camp. And since then, it has grown to become a nationwide program. So in the over 25 years that California Tech Trek has been in existence, we've sent over 15,000 girls to summer camp. And eight other states have adopted the program. So any AAUW branch can sponsor girls. So in San Luis Obispo County, there are five branches, all of which send girls either to UC Santa Barbara or UC Santa Cruz or Fresno. And there are over 100 branches in the state that participate.
So AAUW, for our listeners who don't know, is a national women's organization that particularly focuses on advancing equity for women and girls in education, STEM, right, being one area of that. And there are state and local branches. And so, Susan, you are the Tech Trek coordinator for the San Luis Obispo branch of AAUW.
That's correct.
And what does that role involve?
Well, it's kind of overseeing the implementation of the program. So first and foremost, it's fundraising the money to send the girls to camp. And that this year was $1,200 per student. We understand it's probably going to increase next year, at least at one of the sites. Then it's notifying the teachers. And so the way you get recommended for this program, or get even to apply to this program, is that you are recommended by a math and science or science teacher in your seventh grade. And once the teachers have made the recommendations, then parents are notified asking their permission for their daughters to apply for the scholarship. Once that permission is secured, then the girls are sent the application form. Once they fill that out, which does include an essay, then they are reviewed by myself and my team members. They are interviewed, and we select who we feel will be the best candidates to thrive in the Tech Trek program.
And how many candidates did you have this year?
Candidates. I can't answer. I don't remember that.
Oh, how many? I'm sorry. How many were campers?
We sent 10 girls to camp this year.
10 girls. Great. And how long have you been in the role of Tech Trek coordinator?
10 years. This is my, 10 years.
10 years. Yeah. Great. So now I'd like to ask Nadia and Tori, two of the girls who went to Tech Trek this summer, some questions about their experience. So, Nadia, had you heard of Tech Trek before your teacher nominated you?
No, I didn't even know it was a thing. And I just came home one day and my teacher nominated me.
Your science teacher?
My math teacher.
Your math teacher. All right. How about you, Tori? Had you heard of Tech Trek?
I had not. It was the same thing as Nadia. I just came home and my parents were telling me about how I got nominated, and I was really surprised but really happy.
And what subject teacher nominated you?
My math teacher.
Your math teacher as well. Same math teacher?
Yeah.
Yeah? Same school?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. And so what made you decide to accept the nomination and apply? Nadia?
I mean, it was also kind of just a why not. I mean, there's this amazing camp. I was free that week, so that was a huge part of it too. And it sounded really cool and really awesome. The application process was a lot, but it was totally worth it. And I think it was kind of just like, I have this awesome opportunity. I don't know why I wouldn't take it.
Wonderful. Tori?
I just thought about like how it would be such a great opportunity, and I don't know if I'd be able to like have something or anything close to that again. So I was like, why not?
And what future career are you interested in, Tori?
I want to be a dancer, but also I want to have some job in STEM, I'm pretty sure, because dancers retire at a young age, so I want to have a good job that will keep me going.
Yeah, good thinking. How about for you, Nadia, your future career plans?
I don't really have a plan. Something in math or statistics sounds really cool to me, but I don't really have any specifics.
So you mentioned the application process. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
So it was basically just a form with a lot of questions, all math and STEM related, and just like, how do you think this will help you help in your community on a scale of 1 to 10? And there was an essay, and I believe this was a while ago, but I think it was about how you've done something for your community STEM related.
Yeah. Tori, do you remember any of your answers on that application?
I think I wrote like an essay about how AI is like changing the world. And there was also, we had to write something about how we're doing something to participate in STEM in our community.
And what did you write about?
I can't remember.
Yeah. Do you remember what you wrote?
I wrote about a project for compostable straws that I did in sixth grade. So probably not as interesting as the AI one, but we just went around the school and tried to get compostable straws and compostable utensils.
All right.
So and were you successful?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
No, that's great. So did you both go to the same location for the camp?
I don't think
no.
so.
Oh,
no.
No. Okay, so which camp did you go to, Nadia?
I went to UC Santa Cruz, so Camp Carson.
All right.
And I went to UC Santa Barbara, so Camp Blackwell.
Okay. So was that deliberate, Susan? You try to send girls to different sites since they're already in school together?
No. In reality, we are told by the state where we can send the girls. They usually pick campuses close to your home. And in the past years, for probably 20 years, we've sent girls to Santa Barbara. And then that camp closed last year for a year. And so we sent our girls to Santa Cruz. And this year, they wanted us to, because we were sending 10 girls, we had to split it up between two camps. And so it was very arbitrary. It was, I went down the list, Carson, Blackwell. So, and the camps make an attempt to break them up and house them with people they don't know while they're there and put them in core classes and project classes different than their school of origin so that they can meet as many people as possible. So even if they had been at the same camp, had been recommended by the same teacher, they might have a very different experience because their core class would be different.
Yeah. So what core class or classes did you take, Tori?
I took computer science, and we learned about coding, and we got to make an app.
Do you think that's because of your answer about AI?
I think it is, yeah.
Or did you get to choose?
We got to rate them, except I'm mostly sure that it was about my AI answer.
Yeah. And did you like the classes?
Yeah, it was so much fun. I learned so much.
That's great. And what were your core classes, Nadia?
I did math, so we got to do a lot of different things, volume, and we got to do some pre-calculus stuff. It was really fun. I learned a lot. The teacher was amazing.
So you have one core class or more than one class in the same area?
We had one core class and then, like, different classes after that that were just changing every day.
But all related to computer science?
No, were all, like, very different.
All right. And so what were some of those other classes?
We learned about polyesters in one of them, and then we also got to take yoga, and we, like, went on nature walks and got to go to the beach. So it was a lot of different things.
So tell us how yoga fits into STEM.
I think it was just, like, stretch. Like, we wanted to stretch and get our mind in a peaceful state, but I don't really know.
But you enjoyed it?
Yes, it was so much fun.
And it helped get your mind in a peaceful state.
Yeah.
That's great. What were some of the other classes that you took? You took pre-calculus was the core?
Core class was math. That was, like, something we did one day. And then after that in the afternoon, we would have workshops. That was with your class and another core class. And you would just we got to do a bunch of different workshops during the week. So bridge building, we learned about epoxies, coding, a lab with DNA gel. It was super fun.
Wow. What are epoxies?
So it's basically this material, and it's made with a bunch of different things, but it gets very hard and very sticky. And what we did was we made these little strips with it, and we put a bucket on it, and we filled the bucket with sand and just to see how much it could hold.
Wow. So how do you think you'll take what you learned this summer and apply it in your future? Tori?
I think that I'll definitely consider STEM careers, like, way more, and I'll look into it, and I'll take more STEM classes because it's so interesting, and it blows my mind how much I didn't know about it.
Yeah. How about you, Nadia?
I mean, kind of same as Tori, looking at more STEM careers, seeing what else I can do. And obviously math is probably just going to come in high school and all that, too. Like, it was just really useful stuff to learn.
That's great. I'm Lotta Murty with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, your Central Coast listener-supported radio station. My guests today are four campers who attended AAUW San Luis Obispo's Tech Trek program this summer, and also AAUW San Luis Obispo's Tech Trek coordinator, Susan Updegrove. During the first half of today's show, I am talking to Susan, along with Tech Trek campers Nadia and Tori. During the second half of the show, I will be talking with campers Julianne and Mary, and a bit more to Susan as well. Listeners, this is a pre-recorded show, so we are unable to take your calls. But you are welcome to email voices@kcbx.org with your questions and comments, and we can share them with today's guests from AAUW California's Tech Trek STEM program. So, Nadia, Tori, how would you describe the overall Tech Trek experience in just a few words?
I mean, it was very intense, kind of like we did a lot of things. But it was also really amazing and kind of eye-opening to different careers and different people.
Yeah, I agree with you. It was just, we got to learn so much, and I had a wonderful time from all the different friends that I got to meet and everything that I just didn't know about STEM that I learned.
Great, and you had roommates. Yeah. Was that your first time having roommates, maybe other than siblings?
Yeah.
Or relatives. Yeah. How many roommates did you each have?
I had one roommate.
One roommate?
I had two roommates.
Yeah. And what was that like? You think it prepared you for college, maybe?
Definitely.
Yes, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you learned about other people's habits. So what was something that surprised you about this experience that you weren't expecting?
I wasn't expecting just to be so go, 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 go. And I was expecting more rest time, but it was like I loved it. And I was just so tired at the end of the day, but it was a great experience.
Yeah.
I don't think I was expecting how much I was going to learn and grow. Like, I know I was going to learn a bunch of stuff, but just the amount that I did completely surpassed my expectations, and I got to try so many new things and do so much stuff. It was really fun.
Wonderful. So what was your favorite part, your favorite specific thing about camp?
I think that mine was definitely going to the beach, because I just got to hang out with all my friends that I made, and we had a wonderful time. Even if we couldn't go past our knees, we still just were having, like, amazing bonding time.
Which beach?
I don't know. It was on campus, though.
And so you got to do some marine biology.
Yeah, there. A little bit of it, yeah.
That's great. Susan?
I was just going to say, you were in Santa Barbara, so, yeah. They're right on the beach, and so they...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about you, Nadia? Your favorite part?
Probably Build It Night, which was the last night. So the whole week we had, like, rolled up newspapers in the evening into, like, these really tight, I don't know, newspaper-like sticks, kind of. I don't know how to describe them. And then the last day we got to go for an hour and a half and just build literally anything with them. And it was with your dorm group, so everyone on your floor. So that's 10 people, and we built Big Ben. It was super fun.
Wow, you built Big Ben.
It was taller than all of us. Like, we could barely build the top part because we couldn't reach it.
Wow. What were some of the other things built?
One group did a very cool spider. There was a rocket ship. We went on a roller coaster earlier in the week, too, and a group built that. There was a Trojan pony, I believe it was, with swords in it. Was a little morbid.
Wow. So what was the hardest or most challenging part of this experience?
The hardest part for me was definitely my core class, computer science, because I did not know, like, almost anything about it. And we had to learn how to code, and I was really struggling with it. But at the end of the week, I figured it out, and I got to do it.
Very good. And for you, Nadia?
Definitely the roommate and just, like, new people thing, because I didn't know any of those people. I'm a social person. I talk to people, but, like, I'm not just going up to random people and talking to them. And it turned out great in the end, but at first it was like, I don't know these people. This is new.
But you definitely got to know them by the end of the week.
Great friends.
Yeah. So when... When Tori was talking about her computer science class, I was wondering, do these girls, the campers, do they get credit for these classes? Do they get a grade or anything like that?
No, it's totally separate from school, other than that they're recommended by their teachers. And I just want to highlight what each of them said, that they both had a struggle and they mastered the struggle. And we don't say that, but that certainly is something we hope that each girl will experience at camp. Because that's how you grow, that's how you get to know yourself better. And I think those girls that did struggle take away more than girls that don't struggle.
I think that's a great point, a great insight. So from overcoming the struggle, what do you think you will take into your eighth grade years?
Just learning how, like, just keep trying even if it gets hard. I'll just try my best.
I think for me, a lot more self-confidence and, like, talking to people and meeting new people, because I've kind of proven to myself that I can do it, and so that's definitely going to help.
Yeah. Those are really important skills. That's really great. So how does it now feel to be a Tech Trek alumna? How does that feel?
It feels really good. I feel super proud.
Yeah?
I feel like it's just kind of cool. Like, I feel like I just have this thing. And not a lot of people have it, and it just feels really unique, but also like a community at the same time. Something cool about it. I don't know.
Yeah. So do you plan to stay connected with the program?
Yes, for sure. I want to be a junior counselor when I'm old enough to.
And when would that be?
I think it's your junior year in high school.
Junior year in high school, so 16, 17.
Mm-hmm. And we've had girls that have become junior counselors through high school and college, and one of the cool things about being in a college community is if AAUW does a booth somewhere, often college students will come up and say, I was a tech tracker when I went, you know, I went to this camp when I was between 7th and 8th grade. And so there are young women out there who've had your experience a few years ago. And so it's always fun to hear those stories and why that was important to them and to hear what they're studying now at Cal Poly. And it often is in a math or science subject.
How do you stay connected to the alumni?
Well, unfortunately, I'd say that's something we have not done as well as we've done the getting girls to go to camp. But we have a member this year of our branch who's interested in really developing the alumni program. And so you girls will be hearing from her, and we're trying to think of planning 4 or 5 events throughout the school year where you can all get together, maybe get an outreach to girls from last year, and slowly build a program. But it's, like I say, we did the first step really well. Now we're on to step 2, which is the alumni part. I personally have stayed connected to some of the girls that we sent, and there's a young woman, Kelso Harper, who loved writing as well as math and science, and she's got herself a job now combining those two, working for Scientific American, doing videos for them. So I just hold her up as a star Tech Trek success story.
That's wonderful, because the program's now been around since 1988.
Right.
So you must have second generation. Do you have daughters of former
Not yet,
but I bet it's coming. Nadia, do you think you would like to be a junior counselor in the future?
I think that could be really interesting. I think how the meetings or little meetup sound is also something that sounds really cool. I kind of just would have to see like where I am at that time, if that's something I can manage or if I have other things going on in my life, but I would love to if I could.
Sure. So the meetups, they're regular?
We haven't started that yet. So that's something we'll be developing this year. So you'll be the first to know when we have a date.
So what advice would each of you give to listeners who may be considering Tech Trek for the future, either for themselves or for 7th grade girls they know?
They should 100% do it. It's a wonderful experience, and you'll meet so many new people that you'll just bond with instantly, and you'll learn a lot.
I'd say, like, if you get the opportunity, like Tori said, do it. It's worth it. You should do it. It's amazing. And just, like, work hard in school in general. Just do all the things, because it is like the best thing you can have, and it's amazing, and I learned so much from it.
What are you hoping for the future of this program? What would you like to see happen with Tech Trek?
I really hope it just grows and a lot, and it just more people know about it.
Yeah, I'd love to see it grow to be in more places, and just like for someone to talk about it, like, hey, I'm doing this year. And the person talking to them would be like, oh, yeah, I heard about that. Good for you. Just people knowing about it, learning about it.
And Susan, have you actually gone to the camps as a volunteer?
I have the last couple years, and that's been a highlight for me to actually not participate in the core class, but observe the classes and observe both. I've been to each campus, so they're different. And they're unique, and that makes it particularly fun, I think. It's just been a highlight to go and see what the girls are actually doing on campus. Prior to that, it was just hearing the stories. And we asked the girls to come and speak at our branch meeting in September. And if they go to camp in July, sometimes it's, and they've already started then school, 8th grade, all their new subjects, all their new teachers, all their new classes. It's like, what did I do back in July at Tech Trek? But I asked them similar questions that you asked. And it's fun to have been there and seen, okay, that's what they're talking about. Yeah.
So what are some stories that you remember over the years? You shared the one of Kelso Harper, you know, going into science writing.
I just, it's kind of similar to Tori's experience. We had a young girl years ago who went, and when she found out that her class was coding, she said, I want to go home. I can't do that. I know I can't do that. And they convinced her to stay, and she was successful. She coded a game. I actually happened to be there and on a visit and was able, she showed me her game. I happened to visit her class and she could show me her game. And she wrote testimonials that they used on the state level for talking about, because of she was so excited that she had that mastery. And of course, her mother was thrilled that one, she got her to stay, and two, that she had that success. So yeah. I think for me, you know, we talk about it being an experience of exposure to math and science fields, and that is part of it, intentional part of it is bringing in people from all walks of life, women. It's an all-female program. I want to emphasize that. But women in all different areas, so that, you know, as a seventh grader, you are limited by what you know, and expanding that to including so many other possibilities for your future. And so I think that's a piece of it that we don't talk about. You know, it's, oh, it's going to be fun, math and science projects, but meeting new people, learning and getting confidence in yourself to meet new people, to go into a place where you might know somebody, but she's three dorm rooms away and it's just you on your own. And to succeed with that is very empowering. So yeah, there's lots of unintended consequences, positive consequences for girls that attend. And so I'm always excited. And I'd love it to expand. I have a question for both of you. If Cal Poly, if we did it at Cal Poly, would you want to go to Cal Poly?
For sure.
Definitely. I've been there a couple times for like performances, and I think it would be awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Because we've kind of, I mean, we're not doing that, but the state is reaching out to Cal Poly because Cal Poly is a university AAUW member. They are reaching out to try and establish a program there. And I've always had the idea that local students wouldn't want to go to Cal Poly. They'd rather go away to a school, but maybe that's my error. Yeah, not true that. And maybe just going and living on the Cal Poly campus like you did at Santa Barbara or Santa Cruz, that's enough of a different experience from living in your home that it would be totally worth it. Yeah.
Do you have any specific stories to share, memorable ones, Nadia and Tori?
So I really liked the roller coaster we got to go on. Since we were in Santa Cruz, we got to take a field trip to the boardwalk and ride the Giant Dipper. And I have not ridden a roller coaster in years before that. So that was like long line, moving slowly, not great for stress. And it was awesome. There was a lot of screaming. It was still very fun. And everyone was talking about it that whole day before, after, like, are you going to do the roller coaster? How was the roller coaster? Who'd you ride it with? And it was so fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Tori?
We went on some nature walks around the campus, and me and my roommate got sunburnt, but we were like the only people in our dorm group that got sunburnt, so we had to go to the nurse. And then that like night we were like putting aloe on ourselves, and we just kept doing that for like an hour straight. It was really funny.
It sounds painful.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Nadia and Tori and Susan. We are going to take a short break to hear from our studio.
Hola, I'm Maria Hinojosa. Every Thursday afternoon at 2, you can hear Latino USA on KCBX. Latino USA is a Peabody Award-winning radio journal of news and culture from a Latino-Latina perspective. It chronicles how we're living, shaping, and changing the United States of America. Tune in for in-depth reporting, candid conversations, and fascinating stories. Join me for Latino USA Thursdays from 2 to 3 on KCBX Central Coast Public Radio.
It's our 50th anniversary on the air, and KCBX listeners are sharing the love.
My name is Bob Clark. KCBX has programming for every part of your brain. The intellectual part, the emotional part, and the moving and grooving part. There is something for every part of your brain, and anytime you want. The DJs are great. They're local. They're really knowledgeable. They have so much institutional knowledge about music, and it's fascinating to listen to them interject in between songs, and the songs they pick out are also just fabulous, things I would never do on my own. It's been a great part of the community. They seem to know a lot about what's going on around here, and they keep us informed. It's just a great radio station. I'm really glad it's been around. You know, I really love donating to KCBX. I think my money goes far when I donate to KCBX.
Show your support with a donation at kcbx.org.
Welcome back to Central Coast Voices. During the first half of the show, I spoke to Tori and Nadia, two recent graduates of AAUW California's Summer Tech Trek program. Both Tori and Nadia are soon to be eighth graders in San Luis Obispo County. I also spoke to Susan Updegrove, Tech Trek coordinator for AAUW's San Luis Obispo branch. And now, during the second half of the show, I will be talking a bit more to Susan and also to two more Tech Trek graduates from San Luis Obispo, Mary and Julianne. Listeners, this is a pre-recorded show, so we can't take your calls, but please email your questions for today's guests to voices@kcbx.org, and we will pass them on after the show. So, Susan, tell us how our listeners can find out more about AAUW California's Tech Trek program.
Well, the easiest way would be to go to your search engine, put in AAUW California Tech Trek, and the website will come up that can answer all questions. It talks about the program, but it also talks about how interested people can find out more about it, contacting your local middle school and finding out if they have a program. I know in San Luis Obispo, the five branches try to cover all of the middle schools. And for instance, this year, in the last couple years, San Luis Obispo has umbrellaed in girls from Cambria because there's no AAUW branch in Cambria, but they have a middle school and they have interested girls. So we have allocated a couple of our spaces to Cambria so that they can send girls to Tech Truck. And I know some of the other branches, Atascadero, Paso, reach out into the smaller middle schools throughout the county. But that's the best way. And then if parents are interested, understand that it is the recommendation of the math and science teachers that allows girls to become part of the process. So you can encourage your daughter to ask her teacher, are you submitting names? Would you consider me? But it's still the discretion of the teacher. And we have specific things we ask the teacher to be looking for in girls, and that's an interest and aptitude in math and science, and also people who might not otherwise have an opportunity to have this kind of experience. So there is a preference for those girls to send those girls to camp.
Great. Good to know all of the criteria and how our listeners can find out more and support the program. So, Julianne, Mary, I have some similar questions to ask you that I just asked Nadia and Tori, but of course you'll have different answers. So Nadia and Tori had said they had not heard of Tech Trek before their teachers, their math teacher, nominated them. Had either of you heard of Tech Trek before your teacher nominated you?
No, I had not.
Same, I haven't.
No, and so which one of your teachers nominated you?
My science teacher, Mr. Nett, nominated me.
My science teacher also nominated me, but my science teacher was Miss Rauch.
Same school?
Yes.
Yeah, so your science teacher nominated you. And what made you decide to accept your science teacher's nominations and go for it?
Well, I really like things in the STEM area, and I think they're interesting, and this sounded cool and like a great opportunity. So.
Yeah, me too. I really have always liked STEM, and this sounded like a really cool opportunity.
Wonderful. And so do you remember the application at all, what that was like?
I remember that there were a lot of questions and we had to write like an essay.
Yeah, I remember two essays. One was about, again, a STEM-related problem in your community, and then another one about like what you like in STEM.
Yeah.
Do you remember what problem you identified?
I think I did one about birds being messy.
Birds being messy. Yeah. How would you address that, birds being messy?
I made a bird feeder that collects the seeds that they dropped and collects them somehow.
Wow. Yeah? Julian, do you remember any questions or answers that you gave on the application?
For the essay, I think I just wrote about marine biology and different underwater animals.
Is that what field you think you'd like to go into in the future, marine biology?
Yes, that or chemistry and making like cures for diseases.
Excellent. And you?
Yeah, I think I might like to go into engineering or biology.
Wonderful. So, you know, I didn't really get a chance to ask Nadia and Tori about the interview process. What was that like? Were you nervous?
Yes.
Yeah. But see, now you're not nervous for this interview because of that one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? Well, what was that like?
They kind of told us more about, like, Tech Trek, and then they did ask us a couple of questions, but it was more just informing us about it.
Yeah, like asking about, like, our family, but also, like, telling us more about Tech Trek.
Yeah. So, Susan, are you're part of the interview process.
Yes.
Yeah. So what kinds of questions do you ask?
Well, knowing that for most of these girls, this is probably the first interview that they've ever had applying for a scholarship, we spend some amount of time trying to help them feel comfortable and asking questions about their family so that it's like, okay, I can talk about this. I know this information. Now I can, you know, answer harder questions. And then we may follow up with something that they had written in their essay just to find out more about that. And then we also kind of their plans for the future, plans for the summer. And yes, it is it is a two-way thing. So it is our wanting to put a face to a name on a paper, for one thing, but also inform them a little bit more about what Tech Trek is so that if we choose them that and they accept, then they at least are coming from an informed position. So it's not a very stressful interview from our standpoint, except you're meeting with two strange adults in a classroom. We use the classroom of one of the teachers at school who's an AAUW member, Myla Labar. And so you're coming on a Saturday to a new classroom, an eighth grade classroom, to meet two strangers. I suppose that is a little stressful, but I don't think the questions themselves are particularly stressful.
Would you agree?
Yeah, they weren't really stressful.
They weren't stressful. So I was actually part of the interview process for Tech Trek in Santa Maria. This was a couple of years ago. And I remember a big thing was talking to the interviewees and the parents about not being able to have cell phones during the camp, right? So you didn't have your mobile phones at all or access to a mobile phone. What was that like?
It was different. It actually kind of felt refreshing for me because normally I feel like I have to be on my phone if I have it, but it felt really good. And yeah. I felt I was able to connect with the girls more.
Yeah, I felt like it was a good break because I feel like I'm on my phone a lot because there's so many people like texting me. And yeah, it was a good break.
Yeah. Now all those people had to wait for you because you were immersed in STEM. Yeah.
And that is one thing we emphasize to the girls. And we did have one girl in the past who said, I couldn't do that. We did not select her, obviously, because she felt I couldn't go a week without being connected to my family. Mm-hmm. And, you know, for some girls at that age level, that's appropriate. And we did tell you that at the interview, didn't we? No cell phones. And so they are there all said other, I could do that.
Are there other ways that the campers can stay connected to their families? during this week?
Well, they could write him a postcard. What a concept. No, I think if there's questions that they have or they need to get in touch, it's more the family getting in touch with them. Mm-hmm. You know, if anything is going on with the girls, the parents would be immediately notified. So that's not a question. But I think sometimes it's parents who are having as much trouble with the girl being gone for a week without contact that they may call in, and they can always talk to the director and get immediate feedback on how their daughter is doing. And usually their daughters are doing fine. And that's reassuring, I think, for parents to know that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think that's reassuring for our listeners who are parents and maybe considering this for their children. So back to you both, Julianne and Mary. Which campsite, which Tech Trek site did each of you go to?
I went to UC Santa Barbara at Camp Blackwell.
Okay.
I went to UC Santa Cruz at Camp Carson.
All right. So did either of you see Nadia or Tori?
I saw Tori sometimes, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, I saw Nadia sometimes, like when we were eating like lunch or dinner.
All right. And do all of you go to the same school?
Yes. We all go to Laguna.
Okay. And so how many roommates did each of you have?
I had two.
You had two roommates, Julianne?
I had one roommate.
One roommate. And what was that like, having roommates?
I mean, it wasn't so awkward to just have, like, one person, like, to talk to. Like, I had multiple people to talk to and more friends.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool to, like, get connected with one girl more. Yeah.
Yeah. So what were your core classes or your core class for each of you?
My core class was anatomy and physiology.
My core class was technology.
And you think that was based on your application answers?
Not for me as much.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I would say that sometimes camp directors will intentionally put girls in core classes not of their area of interest. And part of that, again, is to expand their awareness of what is available in the STEM field. And so, you know, each year the directors make those decisions, and I'm never sure, listening to the girls, how those decisions are made.
And so were all of your classes, Mary, about anatomy and physiology, or did you take different classes?
In the afternoon, they were more broad, like about DNA or polymers, but yeah.
And which one was your favorite?
Probably the one about DNA. It was really fun.
Yeah.
For us in the afternoon, we would have, like, classes all over STEM, like in science, math, engineering, and also, like, our core class.
Yeah, and your core was technology, right? Yeah. And so what was your favorite?
Probably science, where we made, like, composites, and we tested them, like, using buckets of sand. I don't know if Nadia talked about it already.
I think a little bit, yeah.
So how much it could hold?
Yeah.
So.
And yours, what was your favorite?
Or it was DNA.
DNA and polymers, that's right. And was there anything challenging about that class?
Well, for the polymers, we had to stick a skewer through a balloon, and that was kind of challenging, but it was really interesting.
Yeah.
Without popping it?
Yeah.
A blown-up balloon?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was to learn that there's space between the polymers where you can put the skewer through.
And what was the most challenging class or part for you, Julianne?
For class, probably, like, the activity I was talking about. Probably the hardest part was picking, like, the right materials to make the composite with the epoxy in order for it to be strong enough.
And you're doing this work in teams, right? It's a lot of group work.
So what did your group select?
So we were only given a few materials, like spaghetti, paper, newspaper, and that was it. And then we selected just newspaper and then the paper. And it turned out to be right because the spaghetti was like a trick and it actually made it less strong because it breaks easier.
Who knew? Yeah. Who knew?
They do now.
They do now. Yes, we all do now. This is Lotta Murty with you for Central Coast Voices on KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, your listener-supported radio station. If you recently joined us for today's show and want to listen to the entire broadcast, you can. It's available on our website at www.kcbx.org under the On Demand tab. Click on Central Coast Voices, and you will find this show and many others to choose from. This is a pre-recorded show, but we welcome your emailed questions about AAUW Tech Trek. Please send them to voices@kcbx.org, and we will pass them on to today's guests, who are Julianne, Mary, Nadia, and Tori, soon-to-be 8th grade students in San Luis Obispo, who all just completed AAUW California's Summer Tech Trek STEM program for girls. During the first half of the show, I spoke to Nadia and Tori, along with Susan Updegrove, coordinator for the AAUW San Luis Obispo's Tech Trek program. And now, during the second half of the program, I am talking to Susan some more, along with Julianne and Mary, who also attended Tech Trek this summer. So, Susan, tell us what impact Tech Trek has made on women and girls in STEM in California and nationwide over the years. You talked a little bit about that before. Do you have any data? Has there been a shift in women and girls going into STEM fields because of this program?
I don't know that you could say it's particularly for this, because of this program, because for many years it was solely a California program. I mean, it has expanded nationwide in the last, say, 10 years, but often under a different format. And I think that generally things have opened up for women and girls in the STEM fields over the 27 years the program's been in existence. And that we would like to think that Tech Trek has contributed to that as more interested and educated women choose to go into those fields. And I do know it's not always easy. We have had contact with the Cal Poly Women in Engineering group, and they came and talked to our AAUW branch one time, and you know, they still were the minority, significant minority in most of their classes, and that sometimes that was challenging to get into a group for group projects because there weren't enough girls to form a group, or they didn't want to just be in an all-female group. They wanted to interact with the male students who weren't always receptive to them. Hopefully that, you know, that was a few years ago. I like to believe that that's changing every year. It's getting better and better as more females are in classes and men are kind of accepting that women can be smart and they actually can contribute something that is vital to the program. I want to share, if I could, we have been sponsored in the past by different organizations, and one year we were sponsored by Amazon for a couple years, or Amazon sponsored a scholarship, and an Amazon member came to our September meeting when their sponsoree was presenting, and he said, you know, I just want to tell you, we had a group at Amazon developed an app for monitoring your health. And it was an all-male group that developed this app. And a woman looked at the app and said, what about female issues? They're not included in your app. And he said the app was useless. It was only then useful for 50% of the population because there hadn't been a female who said, women have some specific monitoring that they like to do, and that needs to be included in the app. And so he said, we need women in science and math. So that was a real affirmation of your importance to pursue these fields in the future.
So you think now, after your Tech Trek experience, you are more motivated to go into STEM in the future or to take more classes in STEM?
Definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, do you want to talk some more about that? Like, what kinds of classes are you considering now that you hadn't before?
Well, because of my anatomy class, I'm really more interested in the science as well as engineering more.
Yeah.
I wasn't really a big fan of technology before, but now after Tech Trek, it's like I have more appreciation for it and like I know more about it now.
What exactly did you do in your technology class?
We wrote code and used like code blocks, and then we also, and then we like connected things.
Connected things. Okay.
Yeah. So what surprised you about Tech Trek that you weren't expecting?
The diversity at the camps. Like, I'm not really used to it, but it was really cool.
Diversity in the backgrounds of the different participants?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised how there were so many other girls who were interested in STEM just like me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how many successful women there are in STEM.
So is it all female teachers as well for your classes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're referring to successful women in STEM, you're referring to the professors, the teachers for your classes?
Yeah. Yeah. We also had a night where professional women came. And we got to, like, meet them and talk to them about their jobs, and they got to give us advice.
Wonderful. Did you have that, too?
Yes, it was really cool.
Yeah.
And I think I just say that most of the dorm moms can be a seventh-grade science teacher from another school who said, I'm going to spend one of our seventh-grade teachers from Laguna did that one summer. She went down as a dorm mom the year she had recommended girls, and she actually said it was the most fun week she had all summer. So the volunteers are often people who work in that field, in fields that they can take the time off to volunteer and be there in the summer to support the girls, even not in a, I'll say, an educational capacity, but just in a support capacity.
So were any of your dorm moms science teachers or former science teachers? Do you remember?
I know that a lot of them had jobs in STEM, but I don't remember if any of them were teachers.
I think my dorm mom, like, the week of camp or, like, after camp was going to do an interview for being a vet assistant, I think.
Oh, nice. Very good. So if you had to describe the Tech Trek experience in just a few words, what words would you use?
It was definitely very fun. I learned a lot while also, like, having fun. And I made a lot of friends, which was really nice.
Yeah, there was a lot of nice people. It was, like, really different, but it was also, like, exciting.
And so do you think you'll stay involved as Tech Trek alumni?
I think so, yeah.
I definitely want to.
Yeah. Any interest in being a junior counselor?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what advice would you have for, or do you have for future Tech Trekkers?
I would say I didn't really know about it. And like, cause of the interview, I was like, ooh, do I really want to do it? But I'd say do it. Cause like, I'm really proud that I did it. And yeah.
Yeah. I definitely recommend doing it. It's like, it changed like my view of STEM and I learned a lot of new info about STEM while also making a lot of friends and having a lot of fun.
So I know you didn't have your cell phones at camp, but have you stayed connected to any of your roommates or girls you met there since you left camp? You had to exchange phone numbers, obviously, because you couldn't just put it in your phone. You had to write it down, right? But have you done that?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, we made a group chat.
Same for a dorm group.
Oh. And I think we texted on it today, too.
Oh, now you can tell them you had an radio interview. That's nice piece of thing to information to share.
Yeah, you can post the link to this radio interview to the chat group. Very good. Susan, please tell our listeners again how they could find out more about AAUW's Tech Trek program.
If you're in San Luis Obispo County, or any county, actually, and you don't know if your school has a Tech Trek program, just contact the school, the math or science teachers, and they can connect you to an AAUW branch that promotes Tech Trek at your middle school. So, and then it's expressing your interest, and if that's a possibility, letting the teacher know, letting your daughter, let her teacher know she's interested if that comes up. But recognizing that the teacher has specific guidelines for recommending students, and so being okay if your child is not recommended, or if they're recommended, if they're not selected. Just being recommended, I think, is a great honor for our students, because they've been identified by their teacher as somebody who has some strengths that maybe the girls, even at this age, aren't fully in touch with. And I guess, you know, the other thing is, because every sponsorship or every girl is sponsored by fundraising, that another way to support certainly would be to contact your local branch of AAUW and find out how you could support girls going to Tech Trek program.
Very good. Any final thoughts or words on Tech Trek that you want to leave our listeners with?
It was, like, a great experience. Like, it was probably my favorite thing I did this summer.
Yeah, same. I feel like it's life-changing, even.
Life-changing. Very good. I want to thank today's guests, Mary, Julianne, Tori, and Nadia, who all recently completed AAUW California's Summer Tech Trek STEM program for girls. Also, thank you to Susan Updegrove, AAUW San Luis Obispo's Tech Trek coordinator. Next week, join Dr. Mario Espinoza-Kulik as he talks to Anthony Overton, CEO, and Christy Anderson-Steele, Director of Operations for Habitat for Humanity Services for SLO County Seniors. You are invited to listen, learn, and participate in the conversation Thursday, September 4th, from 1 to 2 p.m. I'm Lotta Murty. Thank you for joining us today.